Getting the latest issue of Slug Mag has never been easier with our delivery option. Get yourself a copy by going to the merch tab on slugmag.com and placing your order. Just pay shipping.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, my name's Kono Osana. I go by he, him. I'm in a band called Sindar with my friend Christian. We're kind of like, I use a blanket term, progressive metal music. Kind of blend elements of 70s progressive rock with stuff like death metal and black metal and a little bit of like post metal. We just released a new album. It's called Splintered Light. We spent a really long time working on it, so, you know, check it out, because it would mean a lot to us. Christian and I are in a lot of bands together, and so one day he posted on Facebook, who wants to start a doom metal band? And so, of course, I was like, hell yeah, I want to play with you. And so we got together at Downtown Music, which was our rehearsal space at the time, and we just started jamming. We wrote like half of this doom metal song. It didn't really go anywhere, and then we started writing the first track off of Splintered Light, Anulandale, and it just like wrote itself. Basically, we were in the room for like 4 hours together, and we just hammered out like the first 3/4 of it. It was just like incredibly quick. Like, I'd never done anything like that before. And so after that, we're like, I don't know if we want to be like just a doom metal band anymore. Like, we knew we wanted to do something a lot more ambitious, like right after that. I think the concept, as far as like the Tolkien theme, like Lord of the Rings theme, kind of came in relatively quickly. I don't remember exactly when, but it might have even been in our first rehearsal. Christian and I were talking about band names, and I think he mentioned Sindar, which, like, if you're not familiar with Lord of the Rings or Middle Earth or whatever, it just sounds like a badass name. So regardless of whatever theming we were going to approach, the name came into fruition pretty quickly. And then naturally we were like, well, this is like a pretty song that sounds like it could be about elves. Like, let's make it about elves. I think for me personally, having that theme already established, it allowed me to write lyrics more easily, because I'm not like a lyric writer first and foremost. So to have this like setting to place characters in, if it's something that's more inspired by Tolkien or retelling a story from a different perspective, it just like really opened me up creatively to write lyrics. Like, I felt like I have a storyline, but now I get to embellish it without having to do that work myself, which, you know, I mean, it doesn't sound like that much work, but when you're sitting there with a pen and a piece of paper, you're just like staring at something blank. But then you're thinking about, you know, Uruk-hai, or you're thinking about elves, or you're thinking about hobbits or whatever. You know, I mean, I know it's very nerdy, but it's just, you have this story in front of you and you get to tell it. You get to tell it in your own language. record, Splintered Light, is like 79 something minutes. It is like right at the limit of what a CD can hold. Not that that is relevant anymore, but it's still like that is the limit for an album. And we didn't even know that when we were writing it. We just wrote all these songs, you know. And then as I'm putting the track list together, I'm like, oh, dude, we might need to cut something. Like, it's getting real close. And then looking at it, we're just like, this is it is a behemoth of an album. I mean, most of the main songs are at least 8 minutes. And we have a 17-minute track on there, which is like... I mean, we didn't go in with the intention of, oh, yeah, we're a prog band. Let's write, like, a 20-minute song, whatever. We just wanted to... It just came naturally, you know? And it got longer. The demo was a little bit shorter, but it felt rushed, ironically. So, we're pushing... We pushed the length of this album to its absolute limit. This album made me grow in like every conceivable way, because I was drumming in a style I wasn't necessarily comfortable with or experienced in, so I'm a better drummer now. And I'm playing bass on a record, which bass is like one of my favorite instruments, but I'd never had the chance to express myself through it on a record. And so now going through the process of recording bass, I'm like so much better. And then, of course, with guitar, which I've been playing guitar as long as I've been playing drums, but I've never been in a band, so I've never had to push myself technically. So this album absolutely pushed me to my limits as a guitar player, because I had to take what I had learned over the years and just, like, turn it into, like, professional recording quality type of stuff. And then also, I'm not a vocalist either, so it's just, like, like, the whole time we were writing, every day I would practice singing in the car. And then the death growls, of course, that's something that's brand new to me. And I hadn't even really enjoyed in music, except for the past couple years. So it was just like, that would probably maybe push me the hardest, because it was something I was completely unfamiliar with. And, like, when you listen to it on a record, you don't, like, there's no intuitive way to approach it, because you don't want to just, like, try and make that sound, because, like, you're gonna end up hurting your voice. You have to learn how to do it safely, and that it took a long time, but I'm really proud of the results. It also pushed me as a songwriter too. Like, you know, I had never explored writing metal, especially not death metal or black metal or anything like that, and these songs were just very long, like, you know, I said earlier, and also I wasn't behind the kit the whole time, which usually, I've always considered myself a songwriter, but I'm usually behind my drum set, kind of directing things, or like, I'll have to, like, in Of Love, Christian plays keys, and we were writing one song together, and I was like, go to an A minor, and then try an F chord there. Like, it's hard when you don't have an instrument in front of you, so you're just trying to, like, relay this information. But this time, you know, I was behind the kit a lot of the time when we were writing, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I had written on a guitar and that I brought in. Obviously, when it's just the two of us, just me and Christian, it's just we're able to communicate really easily. I was writing more than I had ever written before, and I was writing stuff I had never written before. Although this album's huge and it's like the first step for us, both of us are super excited to explore more of this musical territory. So I'm hoping that we don't dilly-dally and take forever to release the next album, because, you know, it took us 3 years to do this one, and, like, if we don't start for another year, I just don't want to be a band that puts out a record every 5 years. I'd really like to, you know, strike while the iron is hot. So the song I've chosen to play is Newland Dale. It's the first song that Christian and I wrote together, and I feel like it really just captures the essence of Sundar. There's a lot of really pretty parts, there's a lot of really heavy parts, there's a lot of weird proggy parts, and also it's super long, so I would say it captures probably every essence of us as a band. Thank you. Facebook, Instagram. We've got a Bandcamp as well. We don't really do Twitter, but we're pretty much everywhere. You know, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, if you listen to that. I would just like check in with our like Instagram and Facebook. I think we're planning on doing some live streams in the near future. We might, you know, do that once a month going forward because we want to keep ourselves invigorated as a band. But, you know, keep your eyes out for stuff like that. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.